Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the five biggest trading mistakes that people make in a market like this, moving from investing to trading? And there is a difference.
Mm. Yeah. The biggest mistakes right now is chasing moves either way. So because we had a huge drop last week, everyone's putting on puts and everyone's looking for shorts. Number one, please write this down. Do not get biased. The direction of the market long term is always up. So you may have a 3 to 6 week window where you can short the market. But if you're trying to recreate Michael Burry's The Big Short, now is not the time. Two, people begin to leverage and put in too much capital because you're hearing all of the news that is coming out. I don't mind you seeing what senators do. And we talked about it 6 months ago. You can go to Senators Watch and everyone's making a joke about Pelosi. But you don't want to put in so much capital into a crash or into one particular direction that you end up ruining your trading account, hoping that it's going to go a particular way. Whenever you ask someone, hey, do you think the market is going to go either way? It's usually a sign that you have too much capital in the market. So please be mindful. Number three, because your long-term account is getting beat up, you then begin to trade too much. Number three is overtrading. I'll say it now. I only want you to take 24 trades maximum on the year. Ideally, if you are a beginner, I want you to take 10. Please write that in chat. Because there's so much uncertainty, and I've told you guys before, media makes a lot of money off of the clickbait of a market dropping. Now, all of a sudden in every newsletter, you'll see this billionaire sold all of his stocks and these are the three puts or the three shorts he's going to have for, and then it never pans out, right? And like Josh talked about with headlines with Kathy, Elon, Michael Burry's another one. He always drives clicks for newsletters and sites. Please be mindful of that. Number four, thinking that you have to make up all of your losses in a 2 or 4 week period because the market went down a little bit. Please, if you are down $10,000, $1,000, don't think that you need to trade your way to get back to break even. Because and be honest, how many of you will be better off, since you've been watching the show, if you never trade it and just put all the excess money that you have into the market long term? And I know every crash feels absolutely different. But, and even with inflation going up and even with the adjustment in quantitative easing, the market is going to be the market. There's going to be five or six dominant companies domestically and internationally that are going to run the world. That's been true of any market cycle that we've been in. And then number five, constantly changing your plan. So last year I told you guys, when people are talking to you about sector rotation, I said, you're going to rotate yourself into poverty. Because when I'm talking to those that run big funds, that's not front of mind. What is your strategy through and through? My strategy is long-term, two tech, two index. I know if inflation goes above 15%, the strategy is then destroyed. So you need to know when your strategy doesn't work. I need to do one swing trade per month. And if the market goes down, I can trade the futures market to make a bunch of capital. If it goes up, I can trade the futures market. And the most important thing in trading is proper use of leverage and knowing how many trades I have to take inside of a year. I don't change. I don't give a damn if Buffett comes on with Charlie and Kathy and Mark and say, I'm not changing it. So many people change strategy, and a lot of you had strategies that would have worked, but you change them mid-course. And now you have to go learn another strategy all over again. And the reason I have confidence in my strategy, I've been running it for 10 years. I've seen when Trump got elected, for those of you who were in the market, Trump winning was supposed to decimate the market. And I thought it was going to happen too. I was up trading that entire night. The market went up. It was the first time ever he was actually presidential. The people tapped him on the shoulder and said, hey, I need you to go out here and be calm. Otherwise, some things could happen, right? And he was calm. And then the market slowly went up because the market liked certainty. Stop changing your strategy for me, for Rashad, for Troy, for anybody else, because at the end of the day, only you care about your financial well-being, and only you are going to be able to take care of your family off the decisions that you make. Number five, do not change your strategy.
All right, solid. Those are solid.
But I mean, also, I wanted to add before we go to the next thing.
No, I was going to add too, but go ahead.
The trying to make up for losses, that's actually a gambling strategy that people apply in investing. So it's like if you're at the blackjack table in Vegas and you lose, and let's say you lose $5,000, a regular person, you would think to say, okay, I lost $5,000, I'm done, right? But a gambler doesn't think like that. A gambler thinks, okay, if I can get this back, not only will I be up 5,000, but I actually not only will I break even, but I can actually. So what do? The old adage, run it back, double or nothing. Yeah. If you're in a dice game, double or nothing. So it's the same people, it's the same strategy that people use when investing. The problem with that has been psychologically proven that whenever you lost, now you're not really thinking rational anymore. So now you lost your option trade. So now you double down on a short-term option to try to get back the money that you lost, like let's say in like ARK option call, right? So now what happens is that you're actually compounding the losses. What's going to happen before you know it is that you're going to be down so bad that you might not be able to recover.
Yeah. It's going to break your spirit, and you're going to leave. Honestly, if you're black, you're going to lead the market for 3 years.
Yeah, that's people are saying it too, but that was going to add to what you were saying, Ian. It's like, that's the emotional part, right? Like people get emotional, and that's because they didn't have a plan. And so the plan is supposed to be in place, right? We always say before you enter.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
It's a position, know where you're going to exit. But a lot of times, and this is like, I'd add number six, like, a big star, one of the biggest mistakes is that people buy high and sell low, right? Like they bought these numbers.
It won't wait,
yeah. Right? Like, oh, Troy, you said 160 for Block, which was Square. And they're like, well, it's at 140 now. I'm like, okay, that means great. I mean, I'm going to dollar cost average down. I still like that price at that number. But people will say, you know what? It hit 140. I got it at 170. I'm going to cut my losses here. And it's like, all right, well, that's trading. And so understanding. So I guess that would kind of be like my number two, is like understanding the difference between a trade and an investment. Mm-hmm. Right. So like investing is a long-term thing, right? We're leaving it. Some of us are putting it in custodial accounts. Great. Those of us who are trading are saying, all right, well, I'm down. I'm going to cut my losses short right here and take the rest of my money, right? Not having the patience. But that comes to understanding what type of trader you are. So it goes back to the what you should be doing in this type of environment, understanding who you are. What's your risk tolerance? If it goes down 10%, are you leaving? Mm-hmm. Right? If it goes down 15, 20%, what's your stop loss limit? Or do you even have a stop loss? Like, these type of things aren't happening. So chasing, buying high, selling low, and losing discipline.
And also another gambling principle. So you can learn a lot from studying casinos. The reason why, absolutely, like people that gamble a lot, they don't have to pay to go to casino. They not only do they get free rooms, they get free meals, they get free shows, they get free everything. The reason why is that if you keep them gambling, they're gonna lose eventually. Mm-hmm. That's the movie Casino. Mm-hmm. Remember Casino? And he said keep them gambling, because it's proven. No matter how good you are, the longer you gamble, the higher your chances of losing. Same thing with gambling in the stock market. What happens is that you do an option or whatever, and you win, but you didn't really deserve to win. You just got lucky. So what happens is that now the adrenaline is rushing, and you do it again. You might even win again. Mm-hmm. Now the third time you lose, but you're still on the rush from the times that you won. So you keep double. Before you know it, the losses outweigh the wins.
Because the problem is you actually gained capital from the first two wins. So it's like, I'm gonna put more down to see if I can do it again. And then it doesn't work out the way you planned it, and now you lost it all. Like, you're gonna give it back.
Yeah, you always give it back. Yeah. The house always wins.
That's a fact.
And even with that, I want to say there's no such thing as house money. So if you guys win 5,000, you're like, yo, if I lose, I go back. No, that is your money that you took from the house. And the reason they call it the house is money, because they know if you continue to play, they're going to get their money back. Number of shots. So shot selection, right? Russ was getting killed the other day, and he'll recover and do well. Invest in trading, MMA, boxing. It's all about shot selection. How many shots will you take at the right time? And then I put this earlier on Instagram and Twitter. Like, if you're not disciplined, don't trade. If you're too emotional, don't trade. If you can't take instruction, don't trade. If you can't follow a plan, don't trade. If you haven't mastered one thing in 10 years, don't trade. Do you think that these platforms could lessen your losses at 5% of your account value? Yes, the automation and the tools are there. The coding is there to do it, but it's not done because it is their job to maximize how much money they have coming in. You can teach a person till you're blue in the face, but it's not about the instructional lessons that matter. It is the system. Like, the reason why Phil was able to win so much with Tex and Michael, and then with LA, is the system that they created within the triangle offense. You can argue Phil probably wasn't even a better coach than Pat Riley. System was way better, though. Did not deviate from system. Brady, we just saw, does not deviate from system. There are a lot of players. Dak, I know they call you that every Sunday. But Dak, in some instances, arguably is better than Brady.
In what instance?
Better.
Okay. Yes.
Some would argue, right? Who scrambles with 14 seconds with no timeout?
but system, and to tie into the point, even with that, once you do, like, a good book, please write this down, The Power of Habits. Once you begin to get the dopamine rush from doing the right thing and taking the right action, man, it's really rewarding. And that's why I always tell you guys, if you have insecurities or inner traumas that you're working through, you can't trade. Because if you have traumas, you're going to focus more on the self-sabotage than you are the acceleration of your business. I'm going to be very honest. There are people that are probably as talented as me, Troy, and Rashad, but I don't see them consistently put out content. Even in trading, there's a lot of people that started with me in 2009 and 10 who had more skill set, knew more. They were inside the industry. They actually worked at a big fund. They actually knew the real market makers. They knew what the real prices were. They wouldn't get up and do it every day. That's the only thing that separated me from everybody that I started with, was willingness to do this every day. And I burned every other boat behind me. So once you get that on your side, man, the upside is amazing. But in a market like this, and we'll talk about it later, you need to write this down. You need to have a wealth fortress. If you are suffering a lot in this market, which hasn't even been down a lot, It means that you don't have enough revenue streams and enough financial systems in place to keep you afloat. And one thing should not weigh your financial ecosystem or your financial household down.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop. A mic drop, bag drop.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.